Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Friday, February 3rd, Pope Francis sets forth on his ecumenical pilgrimage for peace to South Sudan. The Holy Father is welcomed by authorities in Juba, and Pope, before departing the Democratic Republic of Congo, he warns bishops against spiritual worldliness. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Pope Francis has arrived in South Sudan, where he is embarking upon an ecumenical pilgrimage. The Pope's flight landed at Juba International Airport at 2:45 p.m. local time. The plane had departed from the international airport in the DRC's capital of Kinshasa at 10:39 a.m. local time, carrying the Holy Father and more than 70 journalists. The Pope's farewell to the Democratic Republic of Congo marked the end of the first leg of his two-nation 40th apostolic journey abroad and his fifth journey to Africa. Pope Francis visited the DRC from the 31st of January to the 3rd of February, following in the footsteps of his predecessor, Pope St. John Paul II, who visited there in 1980 and 1985. The Pope will be spending 3 days in South Sudan on this pilgrimage for peace with the Archbishop of Canterbury and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. For years, Pope Francis has expressed his strong desire to travel to predominantly Christian South Sudan, but the unstable situation in the country, along with the pandemic, complicated plans for the visit. In April 2019, Pope Francis hosted a spiritual retreat in the Vatican for the political leaders and ecclesiastical authorities of South Sudan. At the retreat in Casa Santa Marta, he knelt down and kissed their feet, begging them to work for peace and to be worthy fathers of their nation. Now, with this trip underway, we also see the context of the violence happening. We see that fighting killed 27 people in South Sudan ahead of Pope Francis's arrival, where he has begun this pilgrimage. Joseph Tulloch tells us more.
According to agency reports, 27 civilians were killed and several others injured in a cattle-related attack in South Sudan earlier today. The attack took place in the African country's Kajo-Keji County in Liripadam on Thursday. Anglican Archbishop Paul Yagosuk of the Central Equatorial Internal Province of South Sudan denounced the violence, which is the latest incident of violent conflict between cattle herders and other residents. Archbishop Justin Welby of Canterbury likewise expressed his closeness to the victims in a tweet. The head of the Anglican Church tweeted his sorrow for those killed in Kajo-Keji on the eve of the Pilgrimage of Peace. "It is a story too often heard across South Sudan. I again appeal for a different way, for South Sudan to come together for a just peace," he wrote. Pope Francis has bidden farewell to the Democratic Republic of Congo, marking the end of the first leg of his two-nation 40th apostolic journey abroad. The Pope's flight departed from the Ndjili International Airport in DRC's capital of Kinshasa at 10:49 a.m. local time. It was carrying the Pope and more than 70 journalists. The Holy Father visited the DRC from the 31st of January to the 3rd of February. For 2 years, Pope Francis has expressed his strong desire to travel to the predominantly Christian South Sudan, but the unstable situation in the country, along with the pandemic and his own health problems, complicated plans for a visit. In April 2019, the Pope hosted a spiritual retreat in the Vatican for political leaders and ecclesiastical authorities of South Sudan. At the retreat in the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope knelt at their feet and begged them to work for peace and to be worthy fathers of their nation. The Pope will spend 3 days in South Sudan on an ecumenical pilgrimage of peace with the Archbishop of Canterbury and Ian Gree-Childs, the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, before returning to the Vatican. I'm Joseph Tulloch.
Staying with South Sudan, for almost 15 years, Sister Margaret Scott and other sisters of various congregations have been working there, helping to develop the world's youngest nation by giving a future to young people through the training of teachers. In 2008, the Sudanese Bishops' Conference sent out a request for help. Both the Union of Superiors General and the International Union of Superiors General, representing men and women religious, responded immediately with the creation of Solidarity with South Sudan. Sister Margaret Scott, a member of the Sisters of Our Lady of the Missions, told Sister Bernadette Reese her story about her personal participation in this intercongregational mission and what Pope Francis's visit means for the people of South Sudan.
The visit of these three church leaders is an incredible symbol of support for the people of South Sudan, that those people and the churches have been praying for peace, are hopeful of there being peace in this fledgling country that has struggled over these years. And the fact that these three men, these leaders, are coming and visiting together, they are coming to stand with the people of South Sudan. I think that's a hugely symbolic gesture. And I think that the people really appreciate them coming. I know that last year when the Pope was not able to come, people were really disappointed, you know, like, what's going on? But now that he's coming, this is an incredible moment. Mm. And I think that people are hopeful that the government will listen and will, they themselves may be energized by this and really work in the future, work for reconciliation and peace. Mm. And there's a lot to be done. But if people know that the world is seeing what's going on and is hearing their cry, I think that will be very powerful. And yeah, I'm sure there will be a change of heart.
So you emphasize these three people coming together. So can you unpack that a bit for us? What exactly does that mean for those of us who may not have that background?
The fact that three leaders from different churches, they're showing that it is possible for people to come together. You may come from a different faith background. That doesn't matter. But if you have the desire for something good to come, for people to be able to live together and work together and be together, to develop a country together, that these three people coming like this shows what is possible. And if it's possible for churches to come together, then hopefully it's possible for people to come together. And it's about not one being better than the other, you know, which I think sometimes there's a dominating factor. Whereas, you know, the Pope and the Archbishop and the moderator of the Presbyterian Church, they're coming as three equals who have a feeling of compassion for the people of South Sudan, and they want to show their solidarity with them. It is powerful. It is very powerful.
That was Sister Margaret Scott speaking to Vatican Radio Sister Bernadette Rees. Before departing for South Sudan, Pope Francis met today with the Catholic bishops of the Democratic Republic of Congo for the last event of his apostolic journey to the Central African nation before he flew to South Sudan. The Pope warned the bishops against spiritual worldliness and urged them to recall that God is close to them in their ministry to be prophets for the Congolese people. Devin Watkins has more.
The final event of Pope Francis's apostolic journey to the Democratic Republic of Congo was a meeting with the country's bishops. In his address in Kinshasa, the Pope spoke to the bishops about their mission to build up the Congolese people's faith and to protect the beauty of creation in the vastness of DR Congo's verdant forest. The local church, he said, suffers with her people in their trials as well as rejoicing in their joys.
Vedo Gesù sofferente nella storia di questo popolo.
I see Jesus suffering in the history of this people, he said. Crucified and oppressed, devastated by ruthless violence and marred by innocent suffering. Pope Francis went on to speak to the bishops about the closeness of God and prophecy for the people. He urged them to find consolation in God's closeness in order to help others draw closer to the Good Shepherd. The Pope denounced all trappings of power and self-advancement among the bishops, saying such attitudes lead them to neglect their relationship with Christ in prayer. The pastoral ministry of bishops must touch wounds and communicate God's closeness, he added, so that the Congolese people may be lifted from their humiliation and oppression. The Pope then turned to the theme of prophecy.
Essa è un fuoco che brucia.
The word of God, he said, is a fire that burns within and impels us to go forth. As bishops, we are men set afire by the word of God, sent forth with apostolic zeal towards the people of God. Pope Francis said God calls his prophets to help root out the poisons of hatred, resentment, and violence from society, along with corruption and exploitation. Yet, said the Pope, Christian prophecy should not be confused with political activism, since bishops are called to proclaim the word, awaken consciences, denounce evil, and encourage those who are brokenhearted and lacking hope. In conclusion, Pope Francis urged the bishops of the Democratic Republic of Congo to bear witness through mercy, forgiving all those who ask for pardon.
Testimoni di misericordia e di riconciliazione.
Be witnesses, he said, of mercy and reconciliation amid violence, and remember, never grow discouraged. I'm Devin Watkins.
Tomorrow, Saturday morning, the Holy Father will meet with the country's clergy. Later on in the day, he will meet with internally displaced peoples and take part in an ecumenical prayer event. On Sunday morning, the Holy Father will celebrate Mass for South Sudan's faithful before returning to the Vatican. Please stay tuned on all of our platforms to learn more and follow the trip. In other Vatican news, Pope Francis established an education center on integral ecology in the papal residence of Castel Gandolfo near Rome to promote ecological conversion as called for in his encyclical Laudato Si. Since the publication of his encyclical on the care for our common home in 2015, Pope Francis has insisted on the crucial importance of ecological education for an authentic ecological conversion defined as the transformation of hearts and minds toward greater love of God, each other, and creation. As a concrete contribution to this effort, the Holy Father has launched the Borgo Laudato Si Project, an education center on integral ecology hosted in the beautiful setting of the pontifical residence in Castel Gandolfo, 24 kilometers south of Rome. A statement by the Vatican governorate explains that the center will be open to all people of goodwill, and that the activities and initiatives to be implemented in the coming months aim to combine training in integral ecology, circular and generative economy, and environmental sustainability. The Pope has entrusted the implementation of the project to the Laudato Si Center for Higher Education, which he formally established with a paragraph issued on Thursday as a scientific, educational, and social organization working for integral formation with its own statute. According to the papal decree, the center will also gradually take over some of the competencies of the directorate of the pontifical villas of Castel Gandolfo, including the papal palace and the pontifical gardens. In the introduction to the decree, Pope Francis recalls Laudato Si, reiterating that caring for our common home is a way of taking responsibility for our neighbor and at the same time recognizing the infinite beauty of God and contemplating the mystery of the universe. The creative work of God, he stresses, citing the encyclical, is inseparable from caring for the least of our brothers and sisters and those who have been abandoned. In a second paragraph, the Holy Father told the members of That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also get the latest updates on our Vatican News Facebook page, Twitter feed, and our Instagram account. Keep following these platforms for all the latest on the Pope's ecumenical pilgrimage to South Sudan. Many thanks to our sound engineer in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.